Say, all the time. But if you want to, you can say that. All the time. But that's okay. But I'm going to say it no matter what you agree with. God is good. And he is so faithful, so loving, so caring, so gentle, so stern, so desiring of so many things from us and what he has for us. But I want to kind of go back into a little bit of last week's message and share some things of, I think the title of it, if you want, is like blooming in your winter type of a thing. And it's going to be because of that thing over there. That thing right there. I guess, you know, I kind of shared last week about it, and I wasn't able to get it down here because there's so much water in a container, and there wasn't quite as much this week, but I went back and got it into a new pan. Now, these are the same pans that we use for holiday dinners, so if you feel like, wow, this really has a little bit of grit to it, that's probably because it's been our plant foil. Bloom where you're planted. Grow where you're planted, you know, no matter what's going on. But a couple of weeks back, you've got the whole gist of what brought me into this whole thought process because of a leadership time that we held back there 2 weeks ago. And at that time, there was a nice bloom on it, and since then, there's been two or three. But they don't last long, it seems like. They kind of come, and they look pretty, and then they're all out here by themselves, and we see them like on Saturday or Sunday, or if I'm out here through the week, I look at them, and sometimes 3 days later, they're like gone. It's like, where'd they go? So they're short-lived and all where we're at. But I see potential. I would look at that from where you're looking at your seat. Probably you just see a flower, a bush, a shrub, whatever, with leaves that are green. And oh yeah, a little thing popped out over here, a little flower and all that. But it's, what gets me as I look at that, it's like, but Lord, this is in the season of time that if it was outside, would be dead. Because I've had a few like that. Leave them out there in the frozen frost, and it's like, well, I might just throw the whole thing away, which we've done. Until we got these two shrubs or bushes, whatever, half a dozen years ago or so it's been. And every year I bring them back in at the end of the season. When I hear the frost is coming and it's getting chilly outside, and when I get out of the van and I'm walking up there and these bushes are outside there, and I hear them going, take me in, take me in. It's cold out here. I go, oh man, I better get something and get the two-wheel dolly and haul them back to the foyer or the fellowship hall, put them in the window on the south side and say, here, I'll put you on the south side and I'll let you see the sun as it comes through the days. Whenever that happens. We've had without sun for how many days now? It's been coming out a little bit more now. But that's been a challenge, I think, for this to even develop that, because sun, even coming through the window, does a lot of just popping those things out. But if I left it out in the elements, I know surely it would have died. But I know by bringing it in and caring for it, what little we care, I've told you before, I don't do a whole lot to it. Water it, and that's about it. Keep it in the window and pick off dead flower or dead things, you know, and, you know, shake it. See, not even too much has fallen off. That's pretty cool, man. I only lost like two or three leaves as I was bringing it down here. So they're holding on. There's some dead things in there, but they're there. So as I look at that, and I say, Lord, what's that about? And Lord says, Tim, this is to tell you that even in your winter times, even when you don't think I'm moving in your life, even though you don't think things are happening, I'm moving in your life. And you've got to realize that, Tim. You got to realize that within you, I'm developing you. Within you, I'm still nurturing you. Within you, there's still things coming into you. Well, how's that happening, Lord? And it says, by reading the word. By praying, by meditating on my word, by staying active in serving, Tim, by offering up praise, by fellowshipping with me. That's what God says. By you fellowshipping with me, Tim, on a daily basis and talking to me and listening to me. And you know, you just wake up and you're outside and it's cold, but it looks awesome because of the sun or the clouds or whatever's out there. And you can sit there and you can see my hand of creation even in the winter, Tim. I like that. Because I'm a God that is there year-round. I'm a God that is in your life no matter if you're going through a struggle or going through the high times of life. I'm the God that is still in your life that's being a part of your life. We think that he's only God in our life when everything's blooming. This is, watch this, fancy little light. We think that's when God is showing up in our life, when we're blooming and everything's looking good. I don't know if you can see that over on that side. I raised it up high enough, and there it is. Okay? To a lot of us, that's when we think God is really involved in our life, and our life of things happening, developing. We can see it on the outside. But what about over here? Is God doing anything in my life over here in these branches, at the tips of these leaves, over here and over there? Initially, you'd say it doesn't look like it. But as we look at it closer, we begin to see like, oh, look. Oops. Dance fever. Hey, baby, I'm dancing here. Okay, come on. Oh, so there's a bud. It's going to be that. There's a bud. It's going to be that. Cool, man. Lord, you mean there's still things happening inside here that I don't see, even though it looks kind of yucky and it's not really, there's there. Oh, my goodness, look, here's here. There's a little one just starting. That's where some of us might be in some of our seasons right now in your life with God is like, but look, there is growth. There's potential to go from that to that to this to that. And that's even going to get bigger as it would hit the sun and it would open up even more. As we allow God's potential within us, we see it's all around. It's not just one-sided. It's over here. Oh, look at that. Man, that's cool. I think these things up here, you'd think I was like really into horticulture, but I'm not. But anyway, it's good to see God as he works through these things. I think this is a potential one there. It's got the little things there. And deep inside there, there's just a little bitty bud that's going to probably go from just being inside there to start coming out to, you know, as it graduates to this and it just keeps going. Well, what's that all about? That's to tell me that there's life in that bush. There's life in the dormantness that we think it is. And all I've had to do is keep it in a warm place and keep watering it. Well, in your seasons of winter and fall with God, water yourself with his word. Fertilize yourself with prayer, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just saying, if we keep ourselves connected to the things that's the source of growth, the source of growth for that is water, a decent temperature so it doesn't freeze. Because we know if it gets colder and colder, what happens is everything that's in here that's feeding these things here to say, pop out, you're going to have a bloom, you're going to have a flower, all that energy would be left way back into here because of the frost. And it would say, I'm not going to send a whole lot of nutrients out here because that's not good. I'm going to keep all that in the base of it, down in the roots section, so that when it does come time for this to be its season, I'm going to have all the nutrients ready to send it back out and to do its thing. I think sometimes in our life, as we go through things, and we go through a dormant time with God, we think, God's left us, I've left God, God has no plans for me, it's over, I'm useless, there's no use in my life, I'm a washed up, failed Christian. God's tired of me, oh well, what am I going to do? Those are the times that God is using you and developing you, and hopefully beginning to put something deep within you so that it'll come out to where it'll be not just this, but there's been blooms that you guys have seen back there that have been bigger than that. Yeah, they've been like this, you know? And so I want to be an encourager to you today and from last week and in the weeks ahead that we all have a different level of where we're at, whether you're shining here or this, or maybe you're just this right here right now. I don't know, but we know that God is working within your life. Amen! I'm happy to know that I'm not dead. I'm happy to know that God's not giving up on me. I'm looking forward to what spring is going to be. What's the spring going to be in your life? This next season with God. Now remember I'd said last week that we all could be in different seasons in the spiritual things. You know, our spiritual cycle doesn't correlate to the natural cycle. Because there's summertime and you could be in the deepest winter of your spiritual cycle. You know, and that's kind of a bummer because everything's blooming and going and you're like, man, it just feels like winter. You know, so wherever you're at, and this is mainly for those of you that feel like you're like that little plant there, that this is kind of like a downtime for you, and you don't really feel like a whole lot's going on in your life. God has a plan. God has not left you.
That's right, Addison.
She just said amen to Grandpa. Did you hear her? He goes, amen, Grandpa, preach it. What a sweetie. She's a sweetie. Beautiful eyes and hair. But we in the body of Christ need to be encouraged. We've got to be a cheerleader for one another. We've got to be an encourager and an exhorter for one another. It's to help your fellow man or your fellow woman get past that dry time in their spiritual life to keep going, and come into that next season. Amen. This has had many seasons because we've cared for it. We've brought it in. We've nurtured it. We've just kind of kept it out of the elements and those things. But when it comes time for the weather to break and I put it outside, it's out there on its own, and you know, we'll water it once a week or once every week and a half or whatever it turns out to be. But it's out there, and it's like, okay, you're on your own now. You know, you're outside here in the elements, and the temperature's going to be warm, and the sun's going to be hitting you, and all these things. But for the season to get me from last fall and the downside of this going from summer into the fall, I had to bring it in so that I can get ready to bring it out next season. God might have you in that level of that stage of that life right now in your spiritual thing that he's saying, I'm not done with you. I've still got that big plan for you, but I'm bringing you back in for a season so that we can kind of get close again, Tim. How are we going to get close? By reading my word, by praying, by meditating, by serving others. You can believe that you serve others, that you get close to God? We do that because Jesus left that as an example, how he served one another there. We find that as far as in the times of praising. We find that with the time that we fellowship with God. God wants our fellowship. God wants us sometimes in our season of, okay, we've been pretty busy this last season. Now we're in this season of what we think is dormant and just kind of blah. This might be the season that God says, this is the time I want you to come now. Let's rejuvenate our fellowship with one another. Let's just talk. Let's just be buds. Let's just be with one another. And, you know, and Tim, I'll say good things about you, and you can say good things about me. Okay, God, you're a good God. And then we get through that, and now he's saying, oh, thanks for the time of your fellowship and being with me, Tim. And now, it's time to go do some more things. And I'm going to set your feet on the path to stay. And I've got a challenge, or I've got a work for you to do, and I'm going to send you forth. And you're going to attain it, and you're going to do it, and you're going to accomplish it as long as you stay, again, close with me. We can never get too far away from him. We need to stay close to him to accomplish what he has for us to do. We cannot go on our own. We cannot be lone rangers. We can't. So many times we hear people, oh boy, I don't even want to go there. They need to be part of the body of Christ. They need to be a part of a fellowship. If you want your lunch eaten, just go out there and think that you can be a lone ranger Christian and you will just conquer the things that God wants you to do. I think that's sometimes when the wolves are out there ready to devour you. Because you get away from the pack, you get away from the flock, you get away from the shepherding, you get away from the protection, you get away from the helps around you that could be an encouragement for you or be a prayer warrior to help you, and you get out there all by yourself. So many times I've heard, well, I can just have church here and there and everywhere. And yes, you can, because God is where? Everywhere. Well, I'm not going to deny that, and there's a time and a place for that, and I know that well and good, because there's those things that I'm with God every day. I'm with him, and he's with me. And I've got to realize that, because he's with me a lot more than times I realize he's with me. Because when I get my eyes set on the things of this world, on the things of this situation in my life, our family situations, our church situations, our city stuff, whatever, if we start getting all of our focus on these things here, it's very, very easy to forget to see our focus of up there. But even when we're like that, he's still focused on us. Because he's got a purpose and a plan for us. And so we just need to stay so close to him. And I want to encourage you in the seasons of where you're at. You could be as dried up or just nothing on your leaf right now except this stem and two leaves. But you're a powerhouse for God. Because I don't know what God's got planned to come out of this branch, to come up to this thing here. And maybe that thing right there looks like that could be a potential bloom in another 3 months, 3 weeks, 6 weeks. I don't know. See, I can't look at that plant. Can anybody here tell me, other than what's already designated that's going to bloom as a flower, can anybody tell me exactly where is the next bloom going to come from? Which part of this plant is going to pop next? Could it come out of here? Could it be over here? Could it be up here? You know, I see some potential things up there. Oh, look how little that leaf is up there. But that could be, that's getting ready for 2 months down the road. See, God is working within this. If you look at this as your spiritual life, and as he's beginning to move things into your system of your spiritual walk, your togetherness with him. And so I don't know where your next growth of bloom is going to be, Linda or Dawn, or you're Linda, you're Dawn. I suppose. Linda, Dawn. Aren't you glad our daddy in heaven knows us all? Even some of us that don't have a whole lot on our head, man. I know he knows our heads of our hair of our heads and all that, you know. Isn't it awesome to know that he always knows who he's talking to? God has never accidentally said, Tim, oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I meant that for Dan. Forget that, Tim. I got to go over here. Dan, man, I got sideland. Tim took my time. I was telling him, now this is really for you. God is never like that. God is precise. God is exactly knowing his children, what he's going to pull out of them, what he's going to put into them to develop and grow and to bloom in whatever that season is going to come up to. And so I would encourage you, I don't think this plant is in here going, where's the next bloom going to come from? It's going to be me. I want to bloom. No, I want to bloom over here. No. You leave it up to God. And you just say, Lord, find me faithful in following you. Find me faithful in reading your word, praying, serving, fellowshipping with you. Wow. Just stay involved in those things and let God develop where you're going to have a bloom pop out. And wherever it is, when that thing goes out, it's like, you know what? When this thing is like, oh, we got to have a bud. There's a bud. Then we got to open up. When those things happen and you bud and you open up, I wonder if this flower, when it popped open, all creation knows him. Isn't it amazing that this bush here could have a closer relationship with God than you? Because all creation knows him. He's created everything. He spoke all this stuff into existence. Wow. You mean that sparrow that's out there, that sparrow may know more of a closeness with you, God, than me? He says, I can see when one falls out of the sky. If God is looking at this, so I think maybe when this thing opens up and it finally, this one here, all these things here, these are little praises getting ready to open up. This little plant here, when this thing opened up, maybe when I'm here by myself and one of these things opened up back in the back and I think there's people here, it's just these blooms opening up back in the fellowship going, praise the Lord. I go, man, who's there? Where are they at? It's all creation. All creation praises him. All creation knows who he is. I think sometimes, and I don't know where I'm going with this, but why did this all happen here, Lord, that you've got more, this plant knows more about you than I do. That's a shame. Bless you. That's a shame. I need to know more about you, Lord, than this dumb old plant. Well, you created it. I don't want to call it dumb, but this plant, you know. We'll get back to reading my word. Get back to worshiping me. Get back to meditating with me. Get back to serving others in my name. Come back to fellowshipping with me. And Tim, you will have that relationship that bush has with me. I'm not going to allow some shrub or bush or something tree to have a better relationship with my God than me. Amen. Because in essence, he created us to do what? To praise him. He created us to worship him. He's a jealous God. He wants us to be there. He's like, hey, I created you. I would love to twist your arm to praise me, but I'm not going to twist your arm, but you, I would really love to hear you praise me. I would really love to hear you worship me. I would really love to hear you say, God, you are awesome. Well, my time with him, it certainly does not require him to twist my arm or to even really say, this is why you really need to be doing this, Tim, because, you know, I'm not boasting or anything like that, and I've still got a zillion miles to go to get closer to him. But where I'm at, it's like I already know that I want to praise him. I already know I want to worship him. I already know I want to thank him. I already know that when I look around at things in society, or not the natural things of trees and vegetation and the clouds and the stars, it to me, how about you, it's easy to praise him. It just comes out. Do you have to be coerced to say, praise him when you see the starlit night? The twinkling of that star so far away. The brightness of the moon in a quiet, still evening. The snow that has just fallen and it's just so quiet. And boy, I've talked about that before, but come out here in an evening when it's snowed and just sit outside for a little bit and you don't hear nothing. It's a blanket of hush. Is that the peace of God? Maybe he's saying, thank God for we have all four seasons in Wisconsin and in this area of the country to where we can hear that quietness. There's nothing, and you guys know that, you know, it's so quiet. You go out, I've been at home, even in town, I've gone out when it's snowed and there's a fresh snow of so much on there, and you just go out there and it's like, man, it's quiet. God does all of these things. And so it's easy for me, and I hope it's easy for you to say, hallelujah. Oh, God. This is awesome. Thank you for the snow. Thank you for a son-in-law that blows the driveway for me. Thank you, Lord, for a neighbor that plows for me, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let it snow more. That's okay. Thank you, Lord, for all those things. I want to be immersed with God. And I think that's how we stay alive with God, is to be immersed by him. Last week I shared about reading the word, hide it in your hearts in Psalms 119:11, trusting it, retain it, keep that word within you. You got to pull it out again. You got to dwell on his word, Colossians 3:16. James 1:22, we talked about you need to obey it. It's one thing to have the word. It's one thing to read the word, but it's another thing to do what? Obey the word. It's one thing to have a parent tell you and do these things and set up guidelines and restrictions and things, but it's another thing to actually adhere to those guidelines and things that a parent says, because we know what happens if we don't. Then I talked a little bit about praying. Pray always, Luke 18:1. Pray anywhere, 1 Timothy, it talks about pray anywhere. That's why we can stay close to God no matter where we're at your job, in your home, in the car, in the store, wherever the case might be, we can just pray and be in his presence anywhere that we're at. That's why when you're out and about and there's so much craziness going on in our world, that's why you should be walking out there in such a peace and a confidence, and it's like, Yeah, I've heard that. I saw that. I've heard that on the news. Oh, but isn't God good? They look at you like, what are you? You crazy or something? Well, that's world stuff. I've shared this some time back. You might be in that kingdom, but this boy ain't. Nah, this guy is in another kingdom. And I'm going to stay in that kingdom. And in his kingdom, I'm not worried about all this other worldly kingdom stuff. That he, my boss and my God, my daddy, he's going to take care of that anyway. You know, hallelujah, I'm in his kingdom. I'm walking in joy. I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in strength. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking with the answer to help give it to others, because it's not my answer. It's not my stuff that I'm giving them. It's his stuff that I'm just freely sharing with them about how you too can be in this kingdom that's a lot better than this kingdom here on this earth. Now, I'm excited to try to influence that kingdom down here. Hallelujah. I want to influence it. I'm going to influence by prayer. I'm going to influence by some actions that I can take, but I'm not going to let that kingdom take away the glory, take away the joy, take away the peace, take away the strength, and all of that, that my kingdom that I'm in with God and His kingdom, that His kingdom has given me. Walk in it, talk it, walk it, talk it, and live it. Man, live it. Live His kingdom right where you're at. Live His kingdom in the dormant time of your spiritual life, in the winter, whatever we want to call it, in the desert. You name it, we can just, whatever we want to call it, of where we get sometimes, and it's where God really puts us. Now, there are some things, and we can't get back into that. We'll be really sidelined. But when He brought the children out of Israel, there was a reason. You could read some things in there. Why He didn't just take them straight from here to there, which He could have very well done. He took them on a winding path. Some of it that I've read about, it's because at that particular time and where they were at with Him, they were not ready to battle the enemy that was in front of them. They had to have time to grow. They had to have time for God to show Himself into their life, to say, I am your God. I will give you water out of a rock. I will split the Red Sea. I will feed you from heaven. I will do all of these things. And once you see the power that I have and the abilities that I have, and you've learned some of these things, and they did. They backslid and they fell back in some of those things. But after seeing all that, then He continued to say, now we're going to go and possess that land that I've got for you. So there's a point in there to where they really weren't ready to get into the promised land right away. Your life right now has a promised land in front of it, but maybe it's not the right time for you to enter into that promised land because you're not ready for it. Or what's in that land, or what you've got to fight when you get in there, you're not mature enough in God's Word. You're not strong enough in His strength. You're not believing enough in His Word. You're not willing to take Him for what He can do. And you're going to have doubts and apprehensions and, oh, woe is me. And God is saying, because of that, you don't have you're not ready. You're not ready, Tim. Oh, there's a promised land there. It's filled with milk and honey. And you're going to be there and it's going to be good. But you're not ready yet for all of it, Tim. My son, there's still some things I've got to put in you. And I've got to have you take a season here and a season there for me to continue to put more of my Word in you. Reading His Word. There's still a season more that you need to keep praying to me, brother. Son, you need to keep your prayers coming to me. Son, you need to keep meditating. You need to keep serving. You need to do these things, Tim. Because as you're doing these things, the nutrients inside you are developing. And that bloom, wherever it's at, when I've got a bloom for you, man. We all have a bloom waiting to pop, you know. And the one thing about it is that, you know, next season you could, you know, that bloom could be short-lived. And it's on to the next, you know. We think of those things as going from glory to glory, don't we? We hear that in our spiritual things, our Christian talks of like, oh, hallelujah, I'm going from glory to glory to glory. Well, really, we should be, amen? I don't want, and my God is not a God that's going to say, glory, 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 failure, 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 glory, glory, failure, failure, glory, failure. No, 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 no. My God is a God that says, believe in me and what I can do here, and I will raise you up. Believe and do what I have for you here, and I will raise you up. Continue to grow in the things that I have for you, and be used by me, and be, you know, willing and obedient, and I will raise you up. That's called what? Going from glory to glory. And that's what God is doing in all of our lives, I believe. How about you? Now, if some of us out here today go, well, I felt like I was going, you know, raising up here, and then it kind of like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. Well, let's take a look at it. What happened? Why is it da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know? Frustrations, anxiety, worry. Are all these things happening? You know, the seasons that we're in, the things that we hear, the media, the technology, the world's coming to an end. There's so much confusion. There's so much chaos out there. There was so much chaos out there when Jesus was born. No big deal. You know, we think like, oh, man, those people back there, they don't know what we're dealing with. This is super duper hard. Well, oh yeah, it was crazy back there too, man. Same stuff, just a different time. Same stuff, different people. Same stuff that we can read about and find encouragement on how God showed up and did things. But as we go through these things, I want to encourage you. I want you to be able to say, but I'm going from here to here to here with God. I see that I might be on a dormant stage here and there, but God's got plans. He's got a bud here. There it is right there. Oh, you know. Oh, there's another one. Oh, you know. All these things just start shooting out of you. Hallelujah. So we got into that. Now I got to get down into some things. We talk about staying active and serving. Jesus in John 13, we shared about that. I was back there, but we won't go there. We'll just, John, just quickly, 13. It is important. It is important, vitally. Well, there's so many vitally things with God. You know, we start talking about God, like, this is vital, this is vital, this is vital. They're all vital. But it's important that we stay serving. Amen. And so how do we do that? We're called to serve. I'm going to look at John 13, 14, 16, 13. And this is washing the disciples' feet. We talked about here, it says, then 13. You call me teacher. This is John 13, 13. You call me teacher and Lord, and I say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord, and I'm a teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Serve one another. Now, I'm going to tell you, back in those days, to wash somebody's feet, it wasn't like you took them out of a shoe, out of a sock, and then it's like, well, all I got to do is pick the lint out of your toes. It wasn't that, because the roads were dirty. You know, it could be they walked through piles. Because the donkey, everybody's walking on this road, you know. They didn't have dog paths and bike paths and people paths. It's like, this is just one road, you know, and you're walking. So your feet were pretty grimy and dirty and yucky. And here Jesus says, let me wash your feet. Then we go on to that. But that's an example of we need to serve where we're at. We need to serve and do the things that God would have for us to do. Jesus is that example. And we won't go there to Galatians. I think 5:13 is one there, but my time is running fast. Offer up praise. God commands it in 1 Peter. Did we ever go there? I don't think we did. 1 Peter, quickly, 1. Let's see what it says here. Let's see, 1 Peter 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. Anybody been grieved by various trials recently? Things happen. You know, grieved, oh, trial we went through. Because, you know, I want to be an encourager, but I don't want to be a pie in the sky thing, because his word does say you'll have trials and tribulations with Jesus. So he's saying here, you know, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to do what? This is talking about to praise, okay? Tested by fire, that it may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Going through trials, going through tribulations, but the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold, perishing though it be tested by fire, that you're found to be praising and honoring and glorifying God. You're going through a tough time, discouraging time. That's the best time to shout hallelujah. Now, somebody around you might think you're crazy, you know. You know, something just tragically happened and you're out there going, oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's like, what are you doing? You know, you need to go to the mental ward? No, I'm going to praise him and the good times, I'm going to praise him in the bad times. I don't want to be a happy-go-lucky Christian that when, oh, when everything's good, I can praise him. When things are bad, I want to disown him. You know, a lot of people are like that, and those things happen. And I want to guard myself that I can still be that praiser, that honoring of God, no matter what situations that I go through. Many people have gone through those things, and I certainly don't want to, bring up, it's not bringing up a sore subject, it's bringing up a glory subject, Al. Amen? All the struggles he went through, he praised God. He honored God. Others that we've known that have gone through health situations, sadnesses, and just terrible things, they've been still going, but I'm not giving up on my God. I know that he has a better plan. And I know that it's better there than here, and that's where he wants me. Praise God, let him take me home. All these things, but I know it's so easy to say those things, but you see it lived out in person's lives, and you go, but it's doable, because this person did it. And I heard this one say it, and I heard that one say it, and all the things that they were going through, it is possible, because I have heard people, that's their testimony, that have still honored God and glorified him and praised him even in the down and out times. Praise God for those type of people that we can look at as men and women of faith. It's kind of like our faith chapter here on our earth as we're going through things. Amen. I don't know. Philippians, while we're back in the New Testament, I guess. Philippians 4. And this is fellowshipping. This also falls under probably the meditation as well. It talks on meditating in my heading here. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and had heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. I think to be in his fellowship, to be with him, it's going to require us to worship him. For us to be in his courts, we've got to praise him. Enter the gates with thanksgiving in your heart. Oh, we'll enter his gates with praise. Well, I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Well, enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. So as we fellowship, as we stay in connections with him, I believe truly that he will continue to pour himself in our lives in these times where we don't really see a whole lot happening. We feel kind of down. We feel like it's not flowing like we think. But he's just preparing you for that next season in your life that he has for you. It could be taking you and preparing you for that promised land. It could be saying, okay, this is the time. This is the time and the place, and this is where it's going to take place now, that I've developed and I've grown in you. I've seen you're maturing in me. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now maturing in these things of him and his word and what he has for you, and just continually trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. A lot of great choruses, a lot of songs, a lot of hymns, a lot of things out there. I'm going to tell you, it just starts coming to my mind when I go through and thinking of these things that we go through, that all of a sudden these things, these choruses that we would sing decades ago, that's kind of scary, because now when you start talking like, well, I remember doing this decade or two back, that means I'm getting old. Back when I was a young whippersnapper, I'd say, well, I remember we did this about 5 years ago. That sounded pretty good, but now it's like, man, these things are decades ago. But those are the things. That's like the Word of God as you read it. That's why, as we go through these times, that's why it's important that you read his Word, stay with his Word, stay close to him, because I'm going to tell you, you begin to say, and you start getting into areas of prayer and meditating or just being before God, all of a sudden, these things will begin to do what? Out of your soul. They will swell out of you. You will begin to start speaking the things of God into that situation, into that circumstance, into your dormant season. To the point that all you're doing is you're watering. You're watering that time. You're getting in the heat of, you're staying close to the sun. Hallelujah. and you're growing and developing within. And that's where, if we can stay with this, no matter where you're at, you will come out on the other side. Amen. That's the thing. Stay in God's Word. Stay in His focus. Stay in His kingdom. And you will come out on that other side of where He has you at for this time. For we are here for a purpose and a plan that He has for us. This church is here for a purpose and a plan that He has for us. I cannot tell you where we're at as a church. There's many times that we had multiple blooms everywhere. And now there's a season to where it's like this, you know. But are we going to cut this thing off? No. We're going to keep saying, okay, we're going to keep being in your presence, Lord. We're going to keep calling you down. We're going to keep praying for this. We're going to keep asking for your glory to be in our city, in our country, and in our church. And let us be that example, Lord. And let us minister to people that are hurting. Let us be a help to those that are crying out. Let us be of some use to you, Lord, because it does no good for us to build up our own kingdom, because our kingdoms will fall. But if we build and work in His kingdom, it continues to develop and grow and gets bigger. Hallelujah.